The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. Hey, it's the 12th of November, the day after. I'm a little bit loud. Is it,
No, you're good.
Oh, no. It was just my earphones.
Yes.
I'm okay. All right. Hey, welcome to the show. The news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassionate community. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
We had a big
healing
weekend.
Starts here.
Whoop,
yeah,
whoop.
David made a video for Veterans Day. It was really nice.
Well, good morning, everybody.
Good morning, David. You're such a wonderful addition.
What
thank
national
you.
Day is it today?
National Chicken Soup Day.
Oh, we need it.
We
definitely need it after the last 5 days.
A lot of people needed it last Wednesday.
Yeah,
I think. Anyway, so good morning, and you've got the weather.
Oh, absolutely. Good morning, everybody. Today, mostly sunny with a high of 57 and our overnight lows of 44. Slight chance of showers. And then Wednesday, it looks okay. When they talk about 100%, that means that's rain. But they're calling it showers. 51 tomorrow, showers throughout the week. And it looks like Friday night clears up with a high of around 56. Well, this is burr weather, okay? When it talks about Friday night being 37... All right, a little frosty maybe. And Saturday, 57, beautiful time. The weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, where they give senior and veteran discounts. Of course, it's a veteran-owned company, and we've been going through all things veterans. We'll be talking about that in a minute. 365-3793. I wonder what that noise is. It's Buford. He's chewing a bone. I'm going to go get it. He's got it right up against the legs of the studio table here. So I'm sitting across from one of my favorite people, and I'm so glad. I wanted to come in specifically today because Seth Magaha. Now that we've gone through all the veteran stuff, we've been through Marine Corps Ball, Veterans Day Parade, the Igo Cemetery. The kids have been here. It's the first time a daughter has gone to the Marine Corps Ball with her father, and that was. And Carl's been in charge of that. So that was Sunday night because the Marine Corps Ball is always on the day of the Marine Corps birthday. So next year will be on Monday, and next year will be on Monday, et cetera. So we went across the bridge with the kids and the dog yesterday, and I just enjoyed. This is such beautiful weather. You know, when it's cloudy and the skies and it rains a little bit and it opens up, and it's just we have the most beautiful. Our trees right now are absolutely beautiful with color. So welcome Seth Magaha, who is all things Turtle Bay, especially what's coming up with the Garden of Lights.
That's right. Garden of Lights is just around the corner. It's opening up next week. So November 22nd is the opening night.
How exciting.
Yep. This is our fifth year.
Fifth. Okay. Yeah. I was telling the kids that every year, we said a million. Then we saw the poster and it said 2 million.
That's right. Yes. We have added lights every year, but this year we've really reached a new milestone. We've reached 2 million. And so we're really excited to have new light displays throughout the 10 acres of gardens. There's a new area that is called Enchanted Forest. There's a new tunnel that's called Peppermint Portal. And then there's a bunch of lights throughout the show that, are new. And so anyone coming for the first time or you've come any year before, you're going to love the displays. It's really full of life and the holiday cheer. And it's just a really amazing event that we're really excited to start.
And you changed the music up.
New music in the big,
love that.
In the big area. Yep. So there's so much good Christmas music. You know, there's no shortage of that. So we love rotating in holiday favorites and then some surprises that, are just about family and getting together and those special moments. So, music plays a really big part in Garden of Lights.
We are so excited. We usually go 2 to 3 times a year.
Yeah.
And I love how you've elongated. So now for those people that are here, for Thanksgiving, and they really want to do something special with the family. This is the most family-friendly thing that you could possibly imagine, And maybe if you've not been and you're listening and you want to go, I am going to give away two tickets right now. You're going to be the lucky recipients of two tickets to go to the Garden of Lights. And these tickets, what's great about these tickets, I call them the golden tickets. They're good for any night.
They're good for any night. And the light show runs from November 22nd through January 5th. There's a few evenings that were closed just around, like right around the holidays. So there's a few dates that Garden of Lights is closed. But these tickets are good for any night that we're open.
Yeah. And we're so thrilled because, you know, we love to partner with Turtle Bay. And I have especially, like, again, a soft spot in my heart for you, Seth. I know this is your baby. And so do you get to be in the planning stages when you talk about let's add this and let's add that? Because you're such a creative person. Do you have a say in that?
Well, thank you for saying that. I'm a part of a team that comes up with these plans. So we hired a botanical garden architect to originate the plans in the beginning. So we started working on this 6 years ago. And I've been a part of the team, you know, looking at different things that could really, you know, elevate the experience for the guests. And I've been a part of photographing and doing video and all the branding and all, you know, all the advertising. But we have an event manager that handles like the big production. We have maintenance is really involved with installing the lights year round. I mean, really, this has become a year round project for us.
Yes.
We have professional arborists that come in that install the really tall lights. Our president and CEO, Lindsay Myers, is really involved in Garden of Lights. The hotel and restaurants are really involved with the food and beverage. So it is a major team effort. I would say there's probably at least 60 of us at Turtle Bay that Jeez. Really have our hands in it. And I just play a role in you know, showcasing it and inviting people through advertising and all that stuff. And it is definitely it is my favorite project to work on at, yes. at Garden of Light, at Turtle Bay. It's our largest fundraiser, so Turtle Bay really relies on this and several other events for funding year round. Turtle Bay is a really expensive park to run, and this helps us with those operating costs.
Yeah. Well, let me just say this. Is we were there from the beginning of this.
Yes, absolutely.
Not putting up lights, though. If you had asked, I would have gone out
there. I know you would.
And I can just tell you that the joy it brings
yeah.
to everybody. You do not see people out there that are not smiling. From three, or babies, I guess, you know, if you see babies smile, they'd probably be smiling. All ages, first of all. It's an easy walk. And if, you know, some people are like, we brought our parents in their 90s, and there's plenty of benches out there if they want to stop and watch one part of the, you know, the dancing trees where the lights in the trees are matched to the music. I mean, I didn't pick up on that one right away because I, you know, but Linda did, and as soon as she mentioned it, you could see how it works. It's literally something out there for everybody, and let's just talk about the food. It's excellent.
The food is great.
And it's excellent. In fact, they served us one, and I said, oh my gosh, how do you make money after putting that much food in one of those little, you know, those yeah. carrier boxes? Of course, everybody has to have the cocoa with the little punch in it.
Right, and they have signature cocktails that light up, yeah. and it's just merry.
It's a joyous event.
When we talk about the ground, and I know we have to take a break, but I think there's something really important to say that the ground that is laid where you walk through the pathways. You know, for some people who worry about they don't have their stepping or they're worried about, tripping like on a, like when you walk on a sidewalk and somebody's lifted, you've spent a lot of energy on what it is to, and we're going to talk about that, what that product is and what that does so you can,
yeah.
carriages and people on canes and all of that can walk safely through this, 10 acres. Even though it's not really the path isn't 10 acres. I mean, 10 acres is like, whoa. But when we come back, Seth McGaha from Turtle Bay, we are talking of Garden of Lights. It's that time of year. Here we go. And Carrie, you won your two tickets. So David's going to take your phone number and come on in and get those tickets here at KCNR. We're so happy for you that you get to use these any night of the 22nd of November through January 5th. Yeah. All right. We'll be right back after these messages. But first,
my regular read, I want to talk about just a few things. We're talking about the O2 Employment Services are going to have a drop-off of all donations for One Safe Place, Good News Rescue Mission, and Pathways to Hope. Days of drop-off, you can do it. The big day is November 15th from 7 to 11, and at 2070 Churn Creek. But if you have anything else you want to drop off, you can drop off at 915 Mistletoe Lane. If you can't be there on that day, on the 15th, just drop it off at O2 Employment Services. And we're looking for unwrapped toys, teas, coffee, hot chocolate, non-perishable foods, you know, that kind of stuff that people can use for Thanksgiving. The other thing is the 31st annual Shasta Lake Lions Veterans Day Parade went off on Saturday, and it was just wonderful. I mean, it was a flyover of a jet, 87 entries. It was just an excellent event afterwards. And then on Channel 7 last night, on Veterans Day, Frank Rose, who you all know, Frank's been in here many, 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 many times, 92 years old, veteran, Korean War veteran. You know him because he's got that car that rides around with all the military flags, and I think probably a Pittsburgh Steelers flag because that's where he's from. Had a beautiful piece there with the newscaster about Veterans Day. And I just recommend if you get a chance, go to Channel 7, go back to that day. It was really touching. So, okay, let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Turtle Bay's 5th annual Reading Garden of Lights is back for another fun-filled holiday season, open on select dates from November 22nd through January 5th. Featuring over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens filled with 2 million lights, don't miss this year's new additions, including new light displays and premium ticket packages. Plus, holiday-themed food, drinks, music, glowing swings, model trains, and much more. Reading Garden of Lights is presented by Mercy Medical Center Reading. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
Thousands of veterans in Shasta County have served our country with pride, and many of them rely on social services and the VA clinic for their health and welfare needs. Transportation is key to their ability to access these services. Help salute our veterans by making a cash or check donation to provide free bus passes to local veterans in need this giving season. Look for our Rob a Bus Drive through Thursday at Cornerstone Community Bank in Reading and Anderson, and at the public parking lot at 4305 Shasta Dam Boulevard between 7 a.m. and 3 p.m., or make a donation online at robaveterans.com.
At Greg's Pump and Well Service, we believe integrity is the cornerstone of everything we do. This month, we proudly salute our armed forces and first responders, those who embody true service, dedication, and integrity. When you choose us for your pump and well needs, you're choosing a company that shares those same values. Thank you for your service. Let us serve you with pride. 530-282-5395. Call us at 530-282-5395. License 109-0355.
Harvest savings and decorate your home for the fall with unique decor from Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage on Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage features unique antique tablecloths, napkins and runners, placemats, silverware and serving trays, plates and glassware to decorate your Thanksgiving table in style. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits, benefits and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
Welcome. And you know,
welcome back.
By the way, Carl,
yes.
Just congratulations. You did a great job on emceeing the Marine Corps Ball. It was, for me, it was the best one we've ever had. I don't know why. I feel
over 300 of our closest friends and Marines. And, you know, the part that was nice, really nice, was when people coming up, because next year is the 250th birthday of the Marine Corps.
Right.
Who had not been there.
Right.
And before, and said they're coming back and they're bringing their friends, yeah. They're bringing their fellow Marines, they're bringing, yeah, their families.
Right.
So we're already thinking is how many tables can we put in there,
right,
and still make it a great event. And
right.
The support from Wind River was just absolutely fabulous. And a big shout out
to the back
from Redding Rancheria and Wind River. And, of course, the Jefferson State Pipes and Drums.
Yeah, right.
They're killers out there. Josh Barker gave a really touching speech,
right,
about being a Marine and
a local Marine guy Corps here. Who talked, don't?
How the Marine Corps got him to where he is now,
right,
and all this. So yes,
it was
wonderful.
And it was a lot about leadership.
Yeah,
in
big
that.
Shout out to Rick and Linda Boatwright and Ron Isley and Frank Rose and everybody that was on the committee. Yeah, that puts us together. And we even got three or four new guys, young guys, like Seth's age,
yeah,
to come rolling in to help us. And that's good, yeah, because they call me the kid. So,
and we're back with
anyway.
Seth Magaha from Turtle Bay, and we only have him for a few minutes. So we're very excited about the new Garden of Lights that kicks off on November 22nd. And Seth has been since day one. And if you missed the first segment, and we will be through the week, we'll be giving tickets away. And what's great about the tickets that we give away on air is they're good for any night. And Seth, more about, we can't say enough. So you're 2 million lights this year.
2 million lights and 10 acres. It's an amazing light show. Production started in the summer. Our team has been working hard to install these amazing displays. We are so thrilled to open on November 22nd.
And you're there almost every night.
And you change them every year, too. I mean, some of it is the same because,
yeah,
just because of the landscape, but you change what it is. And let's talk igloos.
Igloos, yes. They've been really popular this year so far. People are booking these igloos. So we have four of them every night. They're private igloos that you have for the duration of the night, so like from 5 to 9.
Mm-hmm.
It includes admission for 8 people, and it comes with pizza and drinks and souvenirs. And a lot of people are buying them, you know, to celebrate an anniversary or a birthday or just to celebrate the holiday season. And
these,
yeah,
igloos are see-through, and there's chairs in there and the heaters,
yes,
and all that. So
it's
not like you can't see, because you can see everything around you. It's comfortable in there, or they're, like you said, for 8 people, and all the fixings that go along with it.
Yes.
And what a great
yeah,
way to celebrate, and then go out and walk,
yeah,
through,
enjoy,
come back.
Yeah. Yes. Seth, we were starting, before we took a break, we were talking about what is the compost or whatever terminology we want,
yeah,
to use about the ground that you lay, so you're not walking up and down on rocks and that kind of thing.
Yeah. It's called decomposed granite, and it's what we use on the paths in the botanical gardens year-round. It packs really nice. It's smooth for wheelchairs and walking, and it does a pretty good job when it rains. You know, it drains pretty well. This show is rain or shine, so that is part of the experience on some nights. But, you know, what's really cool about the Redding Garden of Lights is it really prompted us to really make the gardens better. The gardens were great before, but even with Garden of Lights, we really wanted to make the paths ready for thousands of people to walk on during the holiday season. And so we spent a lot of time widening the paths, moving irrigation. I mean, it's a year-round project, but what we really want is the best experience for Garden of Lights guests, whether they're walking or in a wheelchair or with strollers. We see a lot of that every year, and it's great. And so, you know, you park at the Sundial Bridge parking lot, you cross the bridge, you enter the gardens, you walk around, you can do the loop as many times as you want. Some people go through it a couple times every night. It's definitely, an experience that celebrates the holiday season outdoors. And, I think it just fits really well with the North State and what people value here, family time. The paths just play a really big role in that.
And this goes rain or shine. Yeah. And we were there on one of the rainy nights.
Right. Yeah.
And I said, well, probably won't be as many people. No. They were there and they were bundled up. Yep. Camouflage babies.
So cool.
Everybody was there.
Yeah, that's
big
true.
Smile still on their faces because you still get the great,
absolutely,
the great show.
Right.
I mean, it's lit up. It's so bright and all the moving parts.
Right.
That the so it really makes no difference if you go there.
And they have all
and
those
fire pits.
And it
really helps
pits.
With the hot chocolate.
Yeah, yes. And the fire pits. You can get
yes.
warm. You can stand by the fire pits. There's something about it being outside. In the cold brisk that just actually makes the lights gleam.
Yeah, that's right.
Right.
Yeah, there's fire pits and there's heaters all throughout the show. We sell s'more kits. That was kind of hard to say. We sell s'more kits.
Smell sore kits. Yeah. Try to say that one.
Yeah.
I gotcha.
Yeah, I need
smell
to practice
s'more
that.
Kits by the sundial.
Yeah. Yeah. David, that's great. Well, you know, Seth,
is the train going to be there?
Let's visit the city. Oh!
The train's going to be there.
Is that going to be the special again?
Model Train Town is back. We've added some more displays to it, including a Sundial Bridge model in there. The trains are really popular. Kids and adults alike love to see the trains. We added that last year, and we're going to add to it every year. There's glowing swings, so that's a fun activity.
That's a great picture up.
Yeah,
it is.
Great photos. We saw so many people use that as their profile picture last year.
Yes.
There's snow. There's Fobble machines, which is like a fog bubble machine that kids love. There's just so much to that show. It's such a large production. It's such a great experience. People, like you said, there's so many photo ops throughout the show. So many people take photos. That's their holiday card photo. And it's just so special to be a part of that.
Let's talk once again about if somebody wants to get tickets or rent the igloo, how do they do that?
Turtlebay.org is the spot to go. There'll be a banner at the top. It'll take you right to the Redding Garden of Lights website. You could also go directly to reddinggardenoflights.org. And from there, you'll see ticket links. You'll see the premium ticket packages that we added this year. You'll see the private igloo bookings, lots of photos and videos of the show. We have a brand new map that is incredible to look at. If you go to the top tab and click on map, you'll see this awesome like 3D rendering map that we created. And it has all the different light displays. You can see it laid out there for you.
That's cool.
Yeah. I mean, it really starts with the beautiful Sundial Bridge lit up in holiday colors and it goes throughout the gardens. This is something that people travel to see all the way from, like, we see people coming from Washington and Oregon and Southern California. I mean, it really fulfills that tourism goal for writing that we want.
Well, that's one of the things that, because you keep track of everybody that comes through there. I mean, not they're trailing you or anything, but where they come from. And, I'd love hearing that because, I mean, Nevada, Oregon, Washington, all the way down from San Diego.
Yes.
Because, and there are people that just go, you know, they find a light show, you know, oh, there's one here, and they travel to them.
That's right.
We had a sergeant major that was at the Marine Corps ball. That's what his wife does, what he and his wife do. They go to different Marine Corps balls. We've never seen him before. I'm not even sure where he's from, but he was there the other night. But people do that, and to be able to bring in that many people, it's an economic boon, not just to Turtle Bay, but for our town, because they come in and eat here, stay here, some to stay here a couple of days to do it.
Yeah, about 60% of the crowds are from Shasta County and 40% are outside of Shasta County. And that means that that many people are coming to Reading, some for the first time, staying at the hotels, going to the restaurants, shopping. And so that really was the start of, that was the beginning idea of having a light show that really improved Reading's reputation and boosted tourism. And so I think Garden of Lights has fulfilled that and
look
more.
Look at this wonderful new premium ticket package.
Yep, the premium.
Did you add that? This is the first time.
This is the first time.
I'm looking at it, you guys. Yeah. Exclusive parking, untimed entry, commemorative mug, free drink, hand warmers, 3D glasses, and souvenir backpack. Ooh.
Yes, the parking is on the Westgate parking, so not the Sundial Bridge parking, but the parking lot that's on the other side of the gardens. It's great for people that just, you know, want that closer proximity and maybe need that for accessibility. But that's our premium ticket package, premium parking. We added it this year.
I love it, and it's reasonable. You know, it just starts at $43. But if you're a member, of course, we love being a member.
Yep.
I love this. You guys are always creative, adding something wonderful on. I guess we are going to give two more tickets away. Why I'm here on the air today, and Seth is here. This is the 5th annual Reading Garden of Lights. Give us a call, 605-4567, for anytime tickets to go, the 22nd through the 5th. I'm just so excited, Seth. You're a blessing to our community. 60 volunteer, hardworking people that are making it happen with just, we all need this right now. We need this happiness.
Yeah, because for the last year, people have been kind of uptight. So here's a chance to go there, have a good time. It's not political. You're going to see red lights. You'll see blue lights.
That's right.
Oh, you're going to see yellow lights.
Green lights.
Blue lights.
Purple.
Green lights.
Yeah. Yes.
You're going to see the spectrum is out there.
Yeah.
And it's something that, gosh, I can walk with Nathan Pinckney hand in hand through here, and we'll both enjoy it. Okay?
That's a
shout out to Nathan.
Go to turtlebay.org, and right now I'm looking at the igloo. I'm looking at all the wonderful things. Okay, we got to go. We're over time.
Hey, thank you so much, Seth Bagaha from Turtle Bay, and we're going to have you back on again earlier so we could just keep talking about it. Okay, buddy. All right, let's take a quick break, and we're going to come back with our friends from UPrep and the musical this year. We'll be right back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history. It is with great honor and pride that we have been able to support several amazing local businesses like these over the years.
Thanks to the Reading Rancheria for their support of the Kiwanis Fiesta Dam Club Food for Kids program. We send 185 bags of food home every Friday. They're instrumental in helping us.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Thousands of veterans in Shasta County have served our country with pride, and many of them rely on social services and the VA clinic for their health and welfare needs. Transportation is key to their ability to access these services. Help salute our veterans by making a cash or check donation to provide free bus passes to local veterans in need this giving season. Look for our Rob a Bus Drive through Thursday at Cornerstone Community Bank in Reading and Anderson, and at the public parking lot at 4305 Shasta Dam Boulevard between 7 a.m. and 3 p.m., or make a donation online at robaveterans.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Smoke and sap, dirt and grime, leaves and pollen, and even bugs. Just a few things that can possibly damage your vehicle's paint over time, causing it to pit, fade, and oxidize, basically ruining your paint job. Quick and Clean Car Wash can help. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck. Quick and Clean Car Wash also offers car wash packages. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Thank you, Reading Rancheria, for supporting Tree of Life International Charter School. Gracias por todo su apoyo.
Thank you, Reading Rancheria!
The Shasta Lake Chamber of Commerce wants to thank the Reading Rancheria. They have sponsored our Friday night in the park for more than 18 years, and we really appreciate it.
Reading Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios. KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk station.
Let's get right into it.
Hey, well, you know what? It's been 3 days. I have to be retrained here. Okay. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank.
How do you do that Marine Corps? I can't even. Well, you don't do it like that.
No.
Do it like you really do it. Yeah.
Anyway.
This is a Marine Corps thing, and they were the Marine Corps ball. Wait, let me just a minute.
We're 6 minutes behind schedule.
All right. Well, we're good.
Cornerstone Community Bank. I'll get them later. We're here with you,
yeah.
Prep. And they've got a big musical coming up, and we've got the cast.
So excited.
Or part of the cast. Or do we have the whole cast?
No. Just,
no, just some of you. By the bright and shiny faces, she's not sure. She's not sure.
Well, she plays the villain, so.
She's in character.
Okay. Romney.
Yes.
Tell us about what You Prep's musical is about.
All right. Once on This Island, it was written by Lynn Ahrens and Steve Flaherty, who wrote Ragtime. And Lynn Ahrens was also one of the main writers and performers in Schoolhouse Rock. Remember way back in the 70s?
Oh, yeah.
So the music is very catchy. It's a tale of, oh, gosh, it's love and tragedy and hope and... It's one of those.
They've been following us around.
I know.
Yeah. It's not performed very often. It just was revived on Broadway a couple years ago. But it's set in the French Antilles.
Mm.
And so it's all very much kind of island music, catchy music. And it's one of my very favorite shows in the world. I love it.
And it was Tony Award winning.
Oh, yeah.
Songwriter,
yeah.
Tim, have you said Lynn and Steven.
Uh-huh.
And they also did Seussical.
Yes. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. So
what we'd like
we've
to do
got
is...
with us. Let's go around and ask everybody's names. Do we have time for that?
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah. So let's and
let's
find
start.
Out the age, your age, what grade
what
you're
part
in.
You play.
Yeah.
And we're going to start with you. Talk down and talk.
Hey,
down.
I'm Seth Austin. I'm a senior at UPrep right now, and I get to play Agwe, the God of Water.
Okay. Next.
I'm Bella Ramos, and I played the goddess of love, Erzuli, and I'm a sophomore.
Okay.
Shouldn't the goddess of love be at least a senior? Come on. Okay.
We ran out of seniors.
Okay, you ran out of seniors. Okay, lean in here, son.
My name's Josh Dotson.
Wait.
Good. Turn them all on.
Turn them
there
on, buddy.
My name's Josh Dotson.
You're good.
You're okay.
Josh Dotson, and I played Daniel Bozom, and I'm a sophomore at UPrep.
Okay.
Is this your first musical?
No, it's not.
Not his first rodeo.
All right, okay.
Okay, next.
I'm Brooke Burris, and I'm a senior, and I play T-Moon.
Okay.
My name is Acacia, and I play Ahsoka, the Mother of Earth, and I am an eighth grader at UPrep.
An eighth grader? Whoa. Okay.
Do you see my eyes? I'm still trying to like. Ooh, okay. Tell me. I've got, all right. I wish that we had more time to like know everybody's.
The pivotal person.
Yes. My name's Roxanne. I am a ninth grader, and I'm playing Papa Gay, Sly Demon of Death.
Oh. The what?
Sly?
Sly. Demon
oh, okay. Well, you never know. Okay.
Okay.
Sly Demon of Death.
All right.
Okay, you guys. I wish that we had time, because I would really like to know, like, in this musical and when you audition, because that's always a part of what made you decide? Because, you know, we know that at UPrep, you really, studies are very important. And then, but we know that when you decide to do a musical, now you have to, along with sports or whatever else you do, find this, time to really get into the show, learning the parts, and what that means for you. But I think maybe we can break that down, Romney, after we hear a song, perhaps?
Oh, yes, definitely.
Well, what we can do is we can do a song in this segment, and we do a song. Are you ready for two songs?
Yes, we are.
All right.
Okay.
Ooh.
So, set up the song.
Who's going to set it up?
All right, I'll set it up. So, the gods are kind of in this competition because Ti-Moon is from a lower class of people, and she has fallen in love with Daniel, who is from the higher class of people on the island. So the gods are kind of setting this up. Of course, the demon of death doesn't want this to happen, but Erzuli, of course, the goddess of love, wants this to happen. So this is right when they find out that she has fallen for this boy.
Okay. So let's bring that microphone up a little bit.
Oh,
okay, everybody gather around.
So proud of you.
Okay. Okay, we've got however you want to do it so that it comes out right.
Okay.
All right.
So the song is called The Gods Heard Her Prayer. And the gods heard her prayer.
The peasant girl wants a grand gnome that carry her away. I should find a tree all covered with mangoes, juicy mangoes, fat and well-fed. Pick a mango.
A juicy mango.
A lovely mango.
A poison mango.
Drop the mango.
Boom!
And knock some sense in her head.
Knock some sense in her head. Splash her with a wave.
Scare her half to death.
Give her what she wants.
Give her what she...
Give her what she wants. Love has many powers. If the love is true, it can cross the earth and withstand the storm. It can conquer even you.
Love conquered death. Why, I could stop her heart. Like that!
Stop her heart from beating, yes, but not from loving. Not if love is what she chooses.
Ridiculous.
Interesting.
More amusing than mangoes.
Okay. Oh. And you know what? They were so enthusiastic.
Oh, my gosh, I want to
you
cry.
You almost became part of the song.
Oh.
Yeah, he was going.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay, now explain to me, Daniel. Explain
great.
To me, who are you? Huh?
Is it? So, Daniel here.
Oh, I'm sorry, not Daniel, you.
I'm Ogwe, the god
Ogwe.
Of water.
Okay, the god of water.
Yeah, he's a silly god. He controls the rain and the weather, and so he tries to bring these two unexpected lovers together by natural causes. I see him as a kind of mischievous guy, so I try to give him a little bit
that's
of
that's what I could
energy.
Tell. Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh. You're kind of like, yeah, you know. Uh-huh.
And I'm just a spectator in all this.
Now, the goddess of death. Get back in front of there. Everybody's thinking about mangoes. Yeah, I could drop a poisoned mango down there. How do you like that? Mm-hmm. So that's kind of it's pretty serious, isn't it?
Yeah. Papa Gay is pretty self-explanatory. I mean, the sly demon of death is, you know, pretty scary. And his goal throughout the musical is pretty much to just get Ti-Moon to pick death over love, because he's in this huge feud with Erzuli about whether death is more powerful than love, and he believes, naturally, as the demon of death, that death is stronger than love, and he wants to win that feud.
Oh, okay.
Okay, now who's the one that's falling in love with Daniel? Okay,
that's
you
me.
Two. That be me, huh?
So maybe the next song.
So you're in there, falling in love. Not your fault. Just happened.
Yeah.
And now you've got the gods involved in it. Now, do you know they're involved in it?
No, I do not know.
Okay.
I don't think.
So it's all happening around you and mm-hmm. Daniel. So
I'm like their puppet, you know?
Uh-huh. Mm.
Like a game for them.
Oh.
Oh, okay. Oh. So they're having a good time with it. Meanwhile, mm-hmm. it's impacting on you and Daniel.
I know, right?
It's like kind of parents.
And if you're just tuning in, we are here with UPrep, and the musical is Once on This Island. is November 15th, right around the corner, November 15th, 16th, 22nd, and 23rd. Thank God you've got a little bit of a run with all the work that you guys do. When did you start rehearsals? And when did you, yeah, when did you get to know that you were going to actually get your parts and start rehearsals?
Yeah, like the third day of school.
Auditions was the second day of school, and then we had callbacks the third.
And then on Saturday, we found out what parts we got.
Oh.
It was all, like, in the same week, so right away.
Okay, all right, so we're gonna take a break now. We're going to come right back. Another song from our wonderful cast, a portion of the cast, anyway. We have some of our leads here. And it's, if you want to buy tickets, you can go to upprepmusical.org or at the door. It's $10 for children, $15 for seniors, and $25 for adults. And when we come back, again, some more with University Prep School, okay. Once on this island.
And maybe we can score some tickets from UPrep that we can give away to our audience.
It's always
not a lot, but, you know, some.
A couple. Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. It is a community bank, a local board of directors. There's only four branches, one in Red Bluff, two right here in Redding, and the newest one down in Anderson. When I say they're a community bank, I mean it. It's a small bank, but it's won national awards for being one of the best small banks in the nation. We do business with Cornerstone. We're real happy there. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com, or just stop by one of the branches. It's like walking into Cheers. It seems like they know your names. So we'll be right back with UPrep and Once on This Island.
Cornerstone Community Bank is proud to partner with KCNR for Operation Holiday Salute. We'd like to express our heartfelt gratitude to veterans and active duty service members for their dedication and sacrifice. Cornerstone Community Bank offers personal and business banking solutions tailored to fit your unique needs. We invite you to experience the warmth of banking with us. Visit one of our four branches in Redding, Anderson, or Red Bluff, or online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Harvest savings and decorate your home for the fall with unique decor from Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage on Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage features unique antique tablecloths, napkins and runners, placemats, silverware and serving trays, plates and glassware to decorate your Thanksgiving table in style. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Hi friends, RC here with this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Don Pepin Original Exclusivos Nicaraguan Puro Corojo Wrapper equals a Don Pepin Classic. Cubanesque in flavor, strength, and size, this is the stick to celebrate your latest victory. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
When
people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
And good morning and welcome back to our Monday. It's Tuesday.
It's Tuesday.
Isn't this weird? Well, yesterday was Veterans Day, so it was beautiful. You were on the phone, and thank you for all the veterans. Thank you for your service. And
it's an honor to serve this country. Right. Got to talk with my combat buddy. Jim called me yesterday. We spent some exciting times in Fallujah and Ramadi. Hey, look, this is what's going on. At Jersey Mike's this week until the 15th, I have cards that you can just come down and pick up. And it's for a free regular sub. They are going to give away free regular subs. And what they're asking for is a $3 donation. And all the money goes for holiday wreaths for heroes, the ones that are out at the National Cemetery up there in Igo, to help pay for the wreaths that go on every one of the markers up there, and there's thousands. So, this, you know, I can't say enough about Jersey Mike's. This is what great, great people they are. So, I've got cards sitting here if you just want to drop by and get them, put them out front. I can put your name on it if you call in it. But you get a free regular sub. We're just asking for a donation that stays right here in town. And like I said, I can't say enough about Bev and Mike for the work they do with our veteran community. Okay, and we are here with UPREP, and we're doing the Once on This Island. And it's the story of two young people, one from a lower caste, one from the higher caste, that fall in love, and unbeknownst to them, the gods have gotten into it to see, you know, pick sides about, oh no, we want it to happen, but the slide of death, I don't know if it's slide of death, but the goddess of
slide
death,
demon.
The slide demon, she says, yeah, I'll give him a mango, it'll be poison. And so, can love conquer this? And now we have Brooke,
yes,
and Daniel, who play the young lovers, and you have a song.
Yes.
Okay. Well, we're ready.
Love it.
And you are mine. And you are mine. Storm will turn to sun on an island where the earth and sea are one. Sure as this night leads to a sky of blue, sure as my heart led me to be with you, surely the gods meant this to be a sign that my life is forever yours, and you are mine.
Beautiful, beautiful. Ooh. All right. Yeah, so these are the lovers.
Young love.
Yeah, again, Once on This Island follows the journey of a peasant girl who rescues a wealthy boy from the other side of the island with whom she falls in love. And we have all these gods that are like the pompous gods that preside over the island, making a bet with one another over which is stronger, love or death. And that's the musical, Once on This Island. We are here with UPREP And let's talk a little bit more about what this musical, we're here with the director, Romney, you're amazing.
Romney Clinton.
Oh, thank you, Linda. You're amazing.
This must be so much fun to be able to find talent.
I'm not amazing.
You know, it really is, and it's always a fun choice every year to pick the show, like what kids do we have, who can we cast. And this show is really interesting because it never stops. The music plays the entire show. There are very few spoken lines, and if they are spoken, it's within the song for the most part. So every single part of the show is to music. It never stops. So I think it's been a big, it's not like anything we've ever done before. It's very interesting.
Do you know, when you know that who you have in your talent pool, do you then choose the musical?
Yeah, it used to be in our earlier years when we were a younger department, I had to really consider who I had.
Right.
But now it's like for this show, I said, I know we have enough people. I don't know who's going to end up with what role, but I just, you know, the chips kind of fall where they may after auditions. And I think we have the perfect cast. Oh, I've actually done this show twice, so I'm pretty familiar with it.
Romney, is this... This is kind of a little bit different type of musical than you usually do.
Yes.
So you have to have a certain group of people that fit your vision
for
of what
sure.
this is going to be.
Yeah.
So ones that may have been perfect for one of your other musicals, just no. Not gonna, I mean,
right.
And I don't mean that negative.
No, I know exactly what you mean.
Yeah.
And that's always hard when a student has a lead. I think that's just kind of an expectation to them that they'll have one every year after, and that doesn't always happen. It does every once in a while, you know, but and that's what, you know, they want to know why, and I like, this wasn't your show, this wasn't your role, and that's a hard pill to swallow even for an adult. So when a student handles that with grace, I'm always very impressed.
It's always hard. I can say this, you know, going out and being in show business and starting that right after I left high school, is that sometimes if you could maybe be the best singer, but you don't get the lead.
Right.
You have to understand that the director has a certain image in their mind of how this works, and you have to understand, and it's a good lesson in life. You're not always the lead.
For sure.
So you got to be a great second or a great third, and this is all about teamwork.
Yep.
And blending and showing up for everybody, being on time, being great. Backstage is as important as it is being on stage.
And these kids are so great backstage, honestly, because, you know, at UPrep, we are from grades 6th grade to 12th grade. So I watch the upperclassmen with the youngers, because we have junior high kids in the show, and I'm always so impressed with how they mentor the younger kids. It's heartwarming to watch, actually.
Well, our 8th grader, do they call you kid?
I don't think so. I think... I'm not sure.
All the ones, all the seniors over here are nodding their heads.
Well, you know what? I can say this right.
You know what? This group is from, what, 8th grade to seniors, and just here with us, and it's perfectly blended.
Yeah. But this is what's, what I, you know, everybody, this was really great to do a cappella, and I just want to commend you for that. Coming on early in the morning, I've always been impressed with UPrep, especially. Coming on, fresh-faced. Ready to be on the air, on pitch. And so for our 8th grader, I wanted to say my first impression with you is how fabulous your pitch is. You hit it right on and have such a wonderful tone. So, you know, and I think it's great. Everybody here is a really great team player. I know you're going to have a very successful show. Once on this island UPrep.
Romney?
Yes.
Take that down or tell them when it's going to be and where they can get tickets.
We
got like
all right, we open this
seconds.
Friday night, and we have two shows on Saturday. Same thing next weekend, Friday, two shows on Saturday. They can get tickets at the door or at upretmusical.org. And we are at the David Moore Theater.
David Moore Theater.
And it's a great theater.
Oh, my gosh,
it's
a wonderful, beautiful theater.
And I'll share with you, when I got back from Iraq, I have my teaching degree. And so I substitute taught all around town.
Oh, God bless
my
you.
My favorite school was UPREP, the sixth graders, because they are in there. And I'm looking there thinking, they're learning things I was supposed to learn in high school.
Oh, for sure.
Have you noticed that?
Oh,
I mean,
for sure.
They're out there. But every class that I taught, and I taught from sixth to seniors, just a great bunch. And I'm thoroughly sold on UPREP and you all. And every time you come in here, you just reinforce it.
Yeah, congratulations, everybody. Yeah. May you have a wonderful experience. And we are going to give two tickets away. Right now,
we're going to do it right after the news.
All right. Well, they can call right now, 605-4567. During the break, sorry, David, the call is going to come in for two tickets for any night?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
And then
we'll
get your number.
Okay. And when we come back, we've got Shasta Regional Medical Center with us.
Following his resounding election victory. And the president-elect has been busy putting together his White House team.
In the days since the election, Trump has named several people for key positions, including Susie Wiles as White House Chief of Staff, Congressman Mike Waltz as National Security Advisor, Congresswoman Elise Stefanik for United Nations Ambassador, and former Congressman Lee Zeldin as EPA Administrator. Trump also has selected Tom Homan and Stephen Miller for a pair of roles that will include immigration enforcement. Miller will be Deputy Chief of Staff for Policy, while Homan will be Border Czar. Greg Clugston, Washington.
China's military buildup goes on, as evidenced by an exhibition. It's now underway in southern China.
The Chinese military has decided to use this air show to reveal to the world its new J-35A stealth fighter jets. The People's Liberation Army now has two different stealth fighters as it looks to dominate the region with increased tensions around Taiwan and the South China Sea. There are also air defense missile systems, attack drones, communication blocking devices, helicopters, and homegrown commercial aircraft on display.
The BBC's Stephen McDonnell in Beijing. The illegal Venezuelan immigrant charged in the killing of 22-year-old Georgia nursing student Lakin Riley has waived his right to a jury trial, means a judge will hear the case. On Wall Street, stocks have turned negative now. The Dow down 115 points. The Nasdaq is off 14. The S&P 12 points in the red. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Our nation's problems have been building for the past 50 years, and they're not going away overnight, which is why we must prepare now for a financial collapse that will affect the entire economy. The good news is there's an easy way to do that. Hi, I'm Dr. Ron Paul, and I believe everyone should consider a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group to diversify their IRA or 401k. Gold is a proven bedrock in almost every kind of economy. To learn more, get a free info kit from my trusted friends at Birch Gold by texting the word PREPARE to 989898. Don't wait until decades of government irresponsibility comes crashing down on your retirement. Get your free info kit on gold IRAs from the Birch Gold Group now. Text PREPARE to the number 989898. That's PREPARE to 989898.
Germany's main political parties have set February 23rd as a date for new elections following the collapse of Chancellor Olaf Scholz's tri-party coalition.
Chancellor Scholz, in effect, called time on his government when he sacked his finance minister, Christian Lindner, the leader of the economically liberal Free Democrats, last week, amid budgetary rows. Mr. Scholz's centre-left Social Democrats are now in a minority government with the Greens, but he seems certain to lose a vote of confidence, which will likely be held next month. The date appears to be a compromise with the main conservative opposition. Friedrich Merz's centre-right grouping has a clear lead in opinion polls.
The BBC's Danny Eberhardt. A flight attendant was injured when an incoming Spirit Airlines plane was hit by gunfire over Haiti. The country's international airport has been shut down as a result of the violence. The flight was diverted to the Dominican Republic. News and analysis at townhall.com. The election of Republican Kelly Ayotte as New Hampshire's governor means a record 13 women will serve as state chief executives next year.
Experts say women holding top public office normalizes their presence and opens the door for more women to seek executive positions. 18 states have never had a woman in the governor's office. Kelly Dittmar of the Rutgers Center for American Women in Politics says 13 out of 50 is still underrepresentation for women. Governors hold powerful sway in American politics, shaping state policy and often using the experience and profile gained to launch campaigns for higher offices. Bernie Bennett reporting.
A former drugstore worker in the small Indiana community of Delphi has been convicted of murder in the 2017 killings of two girls. They vanished during an afternoon hike. Richard Allen has been found guilty in the murders of 13-year-old Abigail Williams and 14-year-old Liberty German. Evidence included a recording of Allen telling his wife, "I did it." More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Today, the 12th of November, 8:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. David, who can't talk, is right there.
Well, he can, but we have all our mics full.
Mics are full. And on the phone is...
Good morning. We have Susan Eastman, who is our Vice President of Investments from Stifel. And we are so interested to hear what's happening in the stock market.
Yes.
In our Market Minute with Susan Eastman, what's going on?
Well, good morning, everyone. Well, major averages are starting out mixed this morning, as stocks are getting a little fatigued after reaching all-time highs. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 139 points at 44,150. The S&P 500 is down 12 points at 5,988. And the NASDAQ Composite is up 13 points at 19,311. Active stocks this morning, NVIDIA up 4.15 at 149.40 per share. Tesla down $6.70 at 343.33. Grab Holdings up 46 cents. Trading at 484, and NEO down 38 cents at $4.68. Over in the bond department, the 10-year Treasury note is priced to yield 4.381%. For commodities, gold is down $23 an ounce at $2,604, silver off 13 cents at $30.57 per ounce, and crude oil is trading lower at $68 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman, First Vice President Investments, Stifel Nicolaus & Company, member SIPC and NYSE for KCNR.
Susan, has it been kind of fast and furious?
It has been. It's amazing what happened. The stock market's shooting through. There's still some very mixed different stocks, you know, but it's just holding. It's holding, but be wise to take some profit. That's what's happening today.
Okay.
And enjoy your stock market highs.
There you go.
Wow. And oil's going down, so.
And oil's, I wonder why that's going
to happen. Inflation down.
Drill, baby, drill.
I think that's part of it. And the Saudis are changing things because they know what's going to happen.
Yeah,
it's an interesting time for
I
sure.
I bet.
Well,
if
you're looking for somebody that keeps her finger on the pulse of all this, and we can talk about Susan Eastman.
Again, she's the vice president of Stifel, and that's spelled S-T-I-F-E-L right here on in Reading. You can give her a call at 530-244-7199. All right, and so let's get quickly to the weather. 57 will be our highs today. Overnight lows of 44, slight chance of showers. And then Wednesday, looks like we have 100% chance of rain. Again, Wednesday, Thursday through the week. Friday, the temperatures are going to just be around 56. Get ready for that. Overnight lows of 37. Kind of a weekly forecast there. So a little bit, you know, showers and cold. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned in Anderson, 365-3793.
And we're here with Shasta Regional Medical Center and the CEO over there, Sam Attani. And you brought with you Dr. Rafael Lupercio.
Was that Lupercio.
Lupercio.
Yes.
And Dr. Kent Broussard. Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning.
Gosh,
morning.
A lot of brain power sitting in here. I think they raised the temperature in here just with their, you know, knowledge.
Yes, and so, Sam, you've brought together these great minds today to bring knowledge to our listeners on the air with great things that Shasta Regional Medical Center is doing. So you want to kick off what your thoughts are today and why you brought these two gentlemen?
Well, I mean, it's no surprise that Shasta Regional Medical Center is always focused on bringing high-tech, state-of-the-art technology to the community, not only to Reading, but all the counties that we serve that rely and depend on Shasta Regional Medical Center. And technology by itself doesn't do much without the brain to operate it, and that's why we brought Dr. DiPersio and Dr. Brissett, because without the two of them, that would not be possible. And today we're focusing on lung screening, and as you know, lung cancer is the leading cause of death in all cancer in the United States. However, with minor screening, you'll be able to catch it early, and if you catch it early, you'll be able to improve the survivor rate over 5 years by over 20%. So it's really important, or actually by 63%, it's really important for our community members to do the screening, and we'll talk about the screening tool and make sure if they are eligible for that, is to kind of get the screening they need and catch that early.
Well, one of the things that I've learned over the years with Shasta Regional is, you know, we have three types of cancer if caught early, colon, breast, and cervical. Mm-hmm. Live a full life. And for some reason, I've always wondered, and it's been explained to me, is that lung cancer, a lot of people think they brought it on themselves because they smoke, but that's not true. A lot of people get lung cancer that never smoked in their life. But the other thing is finding it early, because it hides itself.
Yeah, I'll let the doctor speak about what are the causes of lung cancer. But our county and the area here lag behind compared to other counties and other states in diagnosing it early, and the survivor rate past 5 years, we are really lacking behind. And our goal is to make a dent in that and improving it by bringing the screening technology and the state-of-the-art technology. As you know, Shasta Regional Medical Center was the first to bring in this ION technology, ION robot, into Reading and into the Shasta County. And since last year, we've done over 100-plus procedures to screen those patients. And between the two physicians we have here, they have saved a lot of lives because of it, and I'll let them speak of the technology and what the cancer is all about.
Well, this is close to home. My brother doesn't smoke, athletic doctor. His brother had a heart attack, so they were screening him for that kind of stuff, and they found the spot on his lung, and he ended up having his upper left lobe taken out. No cancer family. It's kind of like he was the first. And now, you know, he has told his sons about this. But they expect a full recovery for him because they did find it so early. But if it hadn't been for his brother having a heart attack, he would not have gone through those different tests that led to the finding of that spot.
Yeah, you bring up a good point. Most of the cancer right now is found what we call incidentally, meaning that if people go for a cough for some other process, and then they get an X-ray, then that some shows up, and then a CT scan is done. I'm Dr. DiPersio, by the way. I've been here for 22 years. I'm a lung specialist. Up until recently, there was no screening test that I was actually that made any impact on lung cancer survival. They had a lot of studies that they did, thousands of x-rays. They had x-rays done every 3 months, every 6 months, once a year, compared to placebo. And what was interesting is that the cancer was found more in people that had screening, but survival was less. And it was a big deal at the national meetings. People would stand in chairs and yell at each other because they couldn't figure out what the problem was. And I think even up to now, I don't think anybody knows exactly why. And the screening arm, people die more. There's a lot of speculation about doing the necessary procedures because lobectomies are not easy. When people have gone lose a lung, they have to. It's a stressful situation. Dr. Brissett will speak about that in a second. But the a few years ago, they did a lung cancer screening with what they call a low-dose CT scan of the chest. And the standard right now, which I don't think is 100% accurate, but it's what we have. That's the statistical analysis that was done and the study that was approved by all the people that review all the statistics and so on, is that if you smoke for over 20 years, they call that a 20-year pack history, meaning that if you smoke for 4 packs per day for 5 years, it's the same as smoking 1 pack per day for 20 years. If you smoke half a pack per day, which I never met anybody that will do that, but then you 40 years. So if you smoke 2 packs per day, it's 10 years. So 20 years over the age of 50, and they have this rule, which I don't agree with, but it's how it is, that if you stop over 15 years, you're going to be screened. I find many people that have had lung cancer that has stopped smoking many, many, many years, so over 20 years. But nonetheless, that's how it is. Right now, to qualify to get a low-dose CT scan by all the insurances, Medicare, and so on, is over the age of 50, 20-year pack history of tobacco use. Pack history, not years of smoking, pack history. And then below the age of 90, I believe, 89, can't remember, but it's a limit.
I think it's 50 to 77 or something along those
lines. Yeah, something like that, yes. But in my case, I know this is public, but it's okay. I find an excuse to get a CT scan on people that I consider to be a risk.
well, good for you.
Yeah, because that's always a situation. You find a lot of cancers that are people don't fit this criteria. Normally, lung cancer is related to smoking, but there's quite a few people that were not smokers have lung cancer. There's a lot of things that we don't know.
Right.
In particular, women, for some reason, they're more susceptible to non-smokers. The other ones that are, in my experience, this is just really strange. I probably have, I don't know, over 22 years, probably maybe 20 people that were not completely non-smokers that I've diagnosed. And probably about close to 10 of those are Filipino nurses, which is really weird.
Filipino nurses?
Yeah, it's really strange.
They are nursing.
Nursing, yeah.
They're nurses in the...
I don't know why. It's really strange. When I see a Filipino woman that comes in with a nacho, like, we're working you up.
Okay. We're going to take a break.
We're here with Sam Attani, who, of course, is the new CEO out there in Shasta Regional Medical Center, and is happy he's here.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
Excited to be here.
Yeah, it's good. He really likes it up here. And Dr. Rafael Luperci.
Yeah.
I'll get it. And Dr. Kent Brissett. Thanks. I'm really good, as you can tell. And we're talking lung cancer, we're talking lung cancer screening, and the new thing, the new techniques, the new technology that are right here in Reading. All right. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, the best in the North State 2023 and 2024. Why? Maybe they are the best in the North State. The only full-service jewelry store in Reading, the only stone cutter, the only watch repairman, and they are just absolutely fabulous people. In fact, somebody listening to the show sent me a text and said, what was the name of that store? Yeah. Four Winds Jewelry, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive. They're open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. You won't be sorry if you go in there.
And December will be their big anniversary sale. They do that once a year, and I think as soon as you walk in, everything has got like a certain percentage off.
There you go. All right, we'll be right back with Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Turtle Bay's 5th annual Reading Garden of Lights is back for another fun-filled holiday season, open on select dates from November 22nd through January 5th. Featuring over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens filled with 2 million lights, don't miss this year's new additions, including new light displays and premium ticket packages. Plus, holiday-themed food, drinks, music, glowing swings, model trains, and much more. Reading Garden of Lights is presented by Mercy Medical Center Reading. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
Thousands of veterans in Shasta County have served our country with pride, and many of them rely on social services and the VA clinic for their health and welfare needs. Transportation is key to their ability to access these services. Help salute our veterans by making a cash or check donation to provide free bus passes to local veterans in need this giving season. Look for our Rob a Bus drive-through Thursday at Cornerstone Community Bank in Reading and Anderson, and at the public parking lot at 4305 Shasta Dam Boulevard between 7 a.m. and 3 p.m. or make a donation online at robaveterans.com.
I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. Happy holidays. During this time, it's important to salute our military personnel, domestically and abroad, who work to keep our country safe. It's during the holidays, that warm, happy feeling of being together with family, that we sometimes take for granted how much we have to be thankful for. So we want to make sure that we let the families and those who serve know that we appreciate their service above self during the holidays.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday Mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Hey, you think about purchasing an electric vehicle? Well, Reading Electric Utility has rebates available that can help offset the cost of your vehicle and charging station. Visit cityofreading.org/EV for more information about local, state, and federal rebates available. Might want to do that now. There may be some changes here after January. We'll see. And we are here with Shasta Regional Medical Center with CEO Sam Attani. We got to meet Sam last time. Sam and I still have to have lunch.
I'm still waiting for you to call.
Yeah. Okay, well, I'm going to do that.
Now that we've got through some of all this veteran and the Marine Corps ball and all that stuff,
Yeah, we're kind of like, we have some time. Our kids came up to visit us. In fact, I'm going to have to leave early to take them back down to Sacramento. They catch a flight. And Dr. Raphael?
Lupercio. And Dr. Bousset. And we'll get with you in a minute, Dr. Bousset. But I wanted to share that we're talking about lung cancer awareness, and if we can... anybody can take away anything today. It's about these unusual ways that people find out. Maybe they're going in for another kind of screening and they find out about lung cancer. And I could say that my grandmother, who was a non-smoker, passed away from lung cancer many, many years ago. I was 3 when she passed away. So, but she did work again on the shipyards. So we are thinking it's maybe with asbestos.
Yes, indeed. Asbestos is one of the big, big factors for lung cancer. And the problem with asbestos is that the lung does not have any pain fibers. So, therefore, there's no pain that will warn people. The only thing that changes when people come in and tell them my lungs hurt is actually the chest wall. So, when I do bronchoscopies, which is going inside the bronchial and getting biopsies, the only discomfort is getting the bronchoscope through the vocal cords. Otherwise, if you deal with people completely awake, you can poke a needle, they don't feel it. So that is why there's no warning signs. People will not have a warning about cancer developing in the lung. It can start as a small nodule, and it can grow real big, and people don't know, unless it hits the chest wall.
Mm.
So the chest wall is very sensitive. But that's the inside of the chest
wall. But the lungs don't have
no pain fibers, no pain information.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Well, that's a takeaway for me. And Dr. Bousset, so what would you say, would you share with our listeners today, you're here, what is your specialty?
So I'm a thoracic surgeon, so deal with pretty much every disease that's come in the chest. I don't do heart surgery. I used to do that a long time ago, but not anymore. But thoracic surgery is my main emphasis, so surgery of with diseases within the chest.
Okay, so you're...
You're the guy that goes in there and does the removal?
Well, there's two broad types of thoracic disease. There's the non-surgical component, which Dr. DiPersio manages extremely well, and then the surgical component, which I generally take care of. We don't do much esophageal work, so most of the thoracic work we do in town is primarily related to lung procedures, and most of that is lung cancer. At least probably 90% of the thoracic cases I do is related to lung cancer. There's some other benign disease that we have to manage, but lung cancer is probably the main focus of the thoracic surgery practice here in town.
Now, for anybody, our rate of cancer up here in the North State seems to be higher.
Yes, indeed.
For a variety of reasons, and because of lack of medical assistance out in the big, out in the rural areas, it's one of the reasons our suicide rate is higher too. So they may be coming in there later than sooner.
Well, there's two factors that influence cancer a lot. One is even though there's some cases that are people are not smokers, a majority still people that are smokers. And when you look at the rate of smokers from, you leave, California is the second lowest percentage of smokers. Utah is number one, California is number two, even though we're the most populous state. When you break them down by county, this county is like being in Appalachia and Tennessee. It's about 30-35% of people still smoke.
Yes.
So you combine that with age. Age is the big, big effect. If we all live long enough, we all get some kind of cancer. That's going to be our demise.
Mm.
If we were to live to 120, 130, 140, we will get some cancer, as it is right now.
I was pretty much counting on 100. But yeah. I was kind of thinking it may be prostate or something.
Well, no, it's some kind of cancer. But
right.
The point is that age is a factor, and then you add smoking. So you got a combination here that we have a very, very significant number of cancers. When I talk to my colleagues at conferences and meetings and I tell them how many cancers I diagnose, they look at me like, yeah, sure, you're making that up, but it's actually very real. I probably diagnose between 15 to 20 cancers per month. And now with the new system that we have now, and this might be a good time to introduce what we're doing.
Yes.
We are diagnosing a lot of people at a stage one. So survival is based on what we call the staging, okay? And that's the staging is set up in a way to kind of, there was a statistical numbers of five-year survival. So, for instance, stage 1A, when the cancer is taken out, is 95% chance of surviving for 5 years. If it goes to 2 centimeters, that goes to 1B, it's 85. 3 centimeters goes to 75%. That's the best diagnosis of stage 1. Then you go stage 2A, 2B, 2C, 3A, 3B, 3C, and 4. 4 is when there is distant metastasis, meaning that the cancer is out of the lung into someplace else.
Yeah.
And nowadays, survival changes significantly for the best, which is really, really good. It used to be the lung cancer killed more people than all the other cancers together. Now that's not the case. It's actually less. It's not all together. Before, it used to kill more people than breast, prostate, everything together. Now it's a little bit less because the new chemotherapy is much better. New technologies, we're finding cancer sooner in a lot of places. So this new technology that we have right now to diagnose cancer, we can diagnose people at 1 centimeter nodule anywhere in the lung. So to get into the lung, you can do it from outside or from inside. From outside, say that the tumors on the upper lobe, the left upper lobe, whatever lobe, up and up, high in the middle, you can't go in because you can't go through the back. You have to go through the scapula. You can't go from the front. So we just watch the tumor until it got big enough, say, oh, yeah, it's growing. Let's get it out. So that was a surgery without diagnosis. Now we have this technology that we actually map out where I can, with a CT scan, I can label the tumor. And then the computer program sets up a little blue ribbon that I follow when I go inside. So I go inside and watch a catheter, and then take out the guide wire, the one that has a little camera in it that allows me to go in. And then I put in an ultrasound. The ultrasound is live, so I do a virtual planning to get in. And then once I get in, then I do a live ultrasound. The ultrasound has a certain particular specific pattern that I see. So, okay, I'm in it. Then I start getting biopsies and needles. Pathologist looks at it, says, you got cancer. Or, no, keep looking. So that's a big, big, big step. You know, I've done broadcasting for 25 years, and I did a different system before for about 10 years, but this is like a state-of-the-art. I tell people that this is sort of like having a two-wheel drive driving in the snow before, not have a four-wheel drive. I can get there. I just have to figure out how to get there.
So when you get in there, then it's because it's the instruments are so precise.
Yes.
You can get right there to the nodule itself.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then you identify it.
Yes.
And can you do anything to it right then?
I just this is a diagnostic procedure.
Just a diagnostic. Yeah, yeah. But now you know earlier.
Yeah. Now, in the future, there's a technology that is coming that we can actually cook it from inside, but it's not here yet.
Okay. See, that makes sense. That would be the next thing is, okay, now I'm in here. It's so precise. It's small. And guess what? You zip, and it's gone.
Yeah. So it's actually done already in some places, but it's not, it's still behind technology. It's still being tested out. But yes, it is but just the fact that we can diagnose people at an early stage is a big, big, big change of survival. So.
You know, well, that's huge. And again, early diagnosis, Sam.
I mean, that's the whole key of it, is to diagnose it early. And going back to what Dr. LaPresa, the low-dose CT, I encourage our listeners, everybody in the community, to log into ShastaRegional.com and go to the screening tool. And if you qualify, I encourage you to go get this low-dose CT early. You don't want to wait too long. Better safe than sorry. So, again, log into our website, ShastaRegional.com. The tool is there. If you qualify, there's a phone number there that you can call, and they will walk you through the process and how you get your screening.
And on the site, it will tell you this would qualify you to have one of these.
It's a very simple tool. Like literally a few questions you answer. If you answer yes to them, you qualify. You know.
Super.
Would you say that if you had been a smoker in the past, to be looking, to go online and look at this?
Absolutely.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
Cancer in your family, things like that?
I mean, the tool will walk you through all the different questions.
Great.
So, I mean,
and that's on Shasta Regional Medical Center's website.
Yeah.
Okay. We have to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by one of my favorite places in town, Cypress Square Barbershop. Yes, it's not a hair salon. It's a barbershop. You don't get in there and get your hair blow-dried. No. No, you go in there and get a haircut. I've been going there for like 17 years and never had a bad haircut. They have discounts for seniors and veterans. They will take appointments, so I work on the appointments. So I give them a call at 530-244-9478, and I can make an appointment that works on my schedule. Not only that, they're just nice guys in there, Tim and Logan. Cypress Square Barbershop, it's right off Athens Avenue across the parking lot from the old Lucky Miller's, and it's man's last stronghold. Right there on the river. Right there on the window, next to the bullet hole somebody put in it. Who might have been a little excited that it was man's last stronghold. And, okay, we'll be right back with Shasta Regional Medical Center.
I have got to run.
Cornerstone Community Bank is proud to partner with KCNR for Operation Holiday Salute. We'd like to express our heartfelt gratitude to veterans and active duty service members for their dedication and sacrifice. Cornerstone Community Bank offers personal and business banking solutions tailored to fit your unique needs. We invite you to experience the warmth of banking with us. Visit one of our four branches in Reading, Anderson, or Red Bluff, or online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
I've been driving all night, man's wet on the wheel.
Good morning and welcome. 8:37 in the morning. This is really an interesting. We love being able, first of all, to educate our listeners, and we appreciate your loyalty. And you know, we've covered everything this morning. We've talked about the Garden of Lights. We've had
you prep ins with their latest musical
singing, and then of course we love the segment of health and wellness
with Shasta Regional Medical Center.
That's right.
Sam Attani, who
our
is
new CEO,
the boss out there, the boss of all bosses. Oh, you know, everybody else's capos.
It's not the way around, actually.
Yeah.
And I'll let you introduce the other doctor.
Dr. Lupercio.
Yes.
Is that right?
I got it right.
All right. Okay. Dr. Bousset. We're talking, is it Lung Cancer Awareness Month, or we're just here to talk about this particular new technique that's happening as far as screening?
It's kind of both.
Okay.
I mean, we should really be focused on lung screening every month, not only just
I like
in
that.
November.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So this is really key, as Dr. Lupercio said, to catch it early.
Right.
If you're in stage one, your chance of survival past 5 years is over 95%.
Well, that's, you know, and that's what we're hoping on with my brother. Yeah. And but they did catch it so early, and is there a zero level or something like that?
It's stage one.
Okay. Stage well, one, yeah. That's what it was. Yeah, yeah. And he's a big, strong guy. Yeah. And the it's been 2 months, and they're saying, like I said, it could be up to 2 years for a complete, because he took, you know, they take out the whole lobe, but then I guess the rest of the lung and the other lung kind of starts taking over, or
Dr. Bousset.
Dr. Bousset. How's that work?
Well, the recovery process varies a lot based on how the operation is done. So
okay.
Lobectomy has been done for, 50 years in a variety of ways. When I was in training, 25 years ago, a thoracotomy or a big incision around the side was a standard approach, and to separate the ribs and sometimes take the rib out and take out the lobe. So on the left you have two lobes, on the right you have three, and so those operations were done routinely. In the mid-90s, early 2000s, it kind of shifted to more of a thoracoscopic approach, more camera and a couple small incisions or minimally invasive surgery. And that worked out reasonably well. There were some limitations, but a lot of surgeons jumped on that bandwagon. In the early, probably 2010 to 2015 time period, things shifted to a more of a robotic approach, where we're using a robot and a thoracoscope to do lobectomies. A guy named Serfolio in Alabama was really the main proponent of that. And that started to shift the curve a little bit, and some surgeons started to move more towards robotic and minimally invasive surgery based on his results. But I'm not sure how your brother's operation was done, but...
We're not really sure,
It seems to me that they did it kind of like that, with going through. They did not remove a rib. We just talked to him for an hour.
Yesterday.
I'm going to call him back and say, how did they do that? I'm sure he told me, and I just,
Well, it's important because I've done probably 150 of these robotic lung resections at this point in time over the last 3 years since the technology was introduced to Shasta Regional Medical Center. And it's really surprising how rapidly patients recover from a minimally invasive lobectomy with a robot. I've had patients back to work in 2 to 3 weeks after having a lobe taken out robotically. This guy was up in his almost 80 years old and was back to work selling metal buildings in within 2 or 3 weeks.
Well, he was soon after it, we were talking to him. It was the old Steve. It was just his voice sounded a little different because of the breathing type thing. But so he must have had something like that. But I'll ask him next time I talk. But the big thing here is the new screening techniques, correct?
Correct.
And you can go to Shasta Regional Medical Center to their website, and where do they go specifically?
ShastaRegional.com is the website address, the link.
I'm looking at it right now. It's fantastic.
And you go into our services, and you're going to see the lungs nodule screening tool. It has a few questions in there. You answer them, and then you'll be able to find out. And there's a phone number over there as well that you'll call in and give you all the information and then walk you through the process.
Yeah, we're looking at it
right
now.
Which is nice that you can actually talk to somebody. But, there's a whole of criteria, a video on this as well, and you qualify for Medicare-approved lung cancer screening.
It's like four questions.
Simple. I mean, the key is the low-dose CT. Not all CTs are equal, so maybe Dr. Brissett can share why it's important to be a low-dose CT.
Well, certain people have concerns about how much radiation they're going to be exposed to, and so in the past, when you did a regular CAT scan, there was a certain amount of radiation which patients received. With the low-dose CT scanning, they minimize the amount of radiation exposure and still get accurate results as far as underlying lung masses that may not be obvious. That's the person who has some other thoughts about the benefits of low-dose CT scan, but I think it's the amount of radiation that people receive is my take on it.
Okay. Well, the only benefit is that that's what the insurance pays, but it's actually, in my opinion, it's a mistake because then you find a nodule and they have to do another one. Another CT scan, but nonetheless, that's what was standard. That's what was set up. We're not going to change it. So, in order to qualify, insurance companies and so on, I don't know. There's a difference on price. In my opinion, it doesn't make sense. But obviously, they're not asking my opinion. They set up the standards, and that's why it was.
Maybe they should ask doctors' opinions.
Already set up because now, interesting enough, because people worry about radiation, I was waiting for some test that I have to take, and I was surprised to find out that if you get on an airplane, you fly from Tokyo to New York, you get the same radiation that a CT scan.
Sure.
Really surprising.
No, that's I guess pilots. That's something they always have to be watching for because they're bombarded.
Exactly. And it was kind of surprising that we worry about that. So when you actually have the risk, like I tell my patients that everything in life and in medicine in particular, everything's about a risk and benefit ratio. So if you're a smoker or you had a smoker, there's a concern about a cancer of the lung. Obviously, finding it in sooner is the key. So the risk of radiation is minimum, okay, relatively speaking, compared to the benefit, finding out cancer sooner. Now, the way things are done, first of all, screening without a way to deal with the problem doesn't make sense. But now we have a way to deal with the problem. we have a way to go after those nodules that were really small. We have an excellent result with thoracic surgery now because of the robotic, the Da Vinci robot that they utilize. Way back years ago, Dr. Rosai and I go way back. We've been working together for many years since I came here 22 years ago. And we actually approached our CEO about setting up a program, and he said, well, oh, those patients stay here too long. They cost too much. Done. End of story. Now they go home with two, three days from the hospital. Before they stay 2-3 weeks with a chest tube. Am I wrong?
No, you're correct.
And now with this, is really phenomenal.
Well, the Da Vinci Xi system that you have here is, I mean, it's one of the best in the world. And it makes it a lot easier on doctors, too, if I understand right, where you're not having to lean over for 4 hours or something like that, that you can use that system.
I think there's no question the Da Vinci robotic system has provided a lot of benefit to patients, but also to surgeons. I think some surgeons think it's extended their work career by 5 to 10 years because of the ability to the ergonomics of being able to sit at a console and not having to stand, as you mentioned, for 3 or 4 hours during an operation.
Yeah, less it's less intrusive, faster recovery times, all that kind of in there. And that you all have that system over at Shasta.
I mean, we have the whole complete circuit of the low-dose CT because, again, in the northern state, California, Shasta Regional has the only low-dose CT scanner. I understand what Dr. Percy is saying. Some people are still concerned about the amount of radiation because not everybody you're going to scan is going to have a lung cancer or going to have a nodule. So they prefer not to expose everybody to high radiation first. If you if you find a nodule, then you may take it for further screening. But the key is Shasta Regional is the only facility that does have that low scan CT that can be available to all our listeners and everybody in the region. And once it's defined, when Dr. Pierce is correct, now we can take it further. We can take it through the ion robot with Dr. Percio, and if you did find the cancer, it goes to Dr. Brissett to do the surgery. So you can see once you get into the process, we're not going to pass you on to different systems. Once you come in, it's a complete circle, complete loop, and you get the full
everything
treatment.
Is in-house.
Everything is in-house.
Everything's in-house.
Absolutely.
All right, we need to take a quick break. We're here with Sam Attani, who is the CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center, Dr. Rafael Lupercerio, and Dr. Kent Brissett. Yeah, you know, he took me 45 minutes, but you know what?
You got it.
I'm,
okay.
I'm slow, not stupid.
Okay? I put your people's names, so don't worry about it.
And we're talking about, it's not only Lung Cancer Awareness Month, which should be every month, but the types of systems and early detection systems they have. The only ones up here in the North State is over here at Shasta Regional Medical Center that could be found. And you can find cancer really early. And at that point, Dr. Brissett, with the Da Vinci surgical robotic system, if it goes to that, can take care of that. So like we said, it's just one. Once you come under the roof, you can walk in, and then when you walk out, everything's fixed.
Yeah. One last thing I want to mention is some Medicare patients may qualify for free scans, low-dose CT scans. So, again, go on our website and find out if you qualify for a free scan.
And I'm looking at now lung nodule screening program. So we'll talk about that more after this break. We'll be right back.
Gentlemen,
need a cure for the midweek blues? Laughter is the best medicine. Join us in overtime every Wednesday at 8 p.m. for Comedy Night. Enjoy the humor of different comedians every Wednesday. And the weekend is heating up in overtime with karaoke every Thursday and DDJs performing every Friday and Saturday night. So grab your friends, your dancing shoes, and enjoy signature cocktails with no cover charge. See WinRiver.com for the weekly lineup. Must be 21 to attend. Find your moments at the river.
At Greg's Pump and Well Service, we believe integrity is the cornerstone of everything we do. This month, we proudly salute our armed forces and first responders, those who embody true service, dedication, and integrity. When you choose us for your pump and well needs, you're choosing a company that shares those same values. Thank you for your service. Let us serve you with pride. 530-282-5395. Call us at 530-282-5395. License 109-0355.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
As a thank you for your outstanding service, Wind River Resort and Casino would like to honor you with our Military Monday promotion. Join us every Monday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. to receive your dining discounts and free slot play. Active or retired military members can present their military ID at the River Club to be entered into this weekly promotion. For more details, download the Wind River app or visit windriver.com. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hi friends, RC here with this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Don Pepin Original Exclusivos Nicaraguan Puro Corojo Wrapper equals a Don Pepin Classic. Cubanesque in flavor, strength, and size, this is the stick to celebrate your latest victory. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
Harvest savings and decorate your home for the fall with unique decor from Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage on Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage features unique antique tablecloths, napkins and runners, placemats, silverware and serving trays, plates and glassware to decorate your Thanksgiving table in style. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson.
Make Mondays the best day of the week with Monday Night Football at Wind River Resort and Casino. Come on down to catch your favorite team on any of our 13 screens inside overtime. Join us for an epic watch party packed with excitement, good company, and amazing prizes. 49ers home game tickets up for grabs all season long. Enjoy the delicious buffet. Get your team gear on. Grab your friends and see why Mondays are the talk of the football season. For complete details, visit windriver.com. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Beautiful morning. Absolutely. It's always beautiful when you have your health. And we're talking about right now about this lung nodule screening program. We're here with Shasta Regional Medical Center. We've got two experts in the field and, of course, our new CEO, Sam Attani, Dr. Lupercio, and Dr. Bousette. Welcome back to this last segment of the show. And I was asking at the break with Dr. Lupercio, like, you were born in Mexico, and then you moved to the States, and you said you have a long backstory. But I'm curious, and so are so many other people, and we're going to go to Dr. Bousette, too. Like, when did you decide, because it's a lifelong, what it takes to go through, because my brother's a doctor, too, so I've watched this, what it is to go become a doctor. years and years and years. When did you know I want to work with people and be a doctor?
Well, I was like science, growing up in Mexico. I went to school up to the sixth grade in my hometown because I come from a small town. And then from the age of 11 to 17, I didn't go to school. But I was a nerd. I mean, I loved to read. I mean, I read the Bible because there was nothing else to read in my hometown. And I always liked to learn. And so when I came to the States, I got thrown into high school, I think in the 10th grade when I was 17. And it was really interesting to learn English and, eventually catch up. And then they had it was one of those moments that it's almost like destiny. They had a program at Sac State called CAMP, College Assistant Migrant Program. And the doctor from the university that got the grant says, well, you're selecting a group. We're not going to sponsor this from the government. I said, well, look at the number of children of immigrants that work in the fields in the university. There's none because they have no idea. The parents have no idea how to get them through college or to college. And they say, okay, you got the money. So what happened is that I actually have left high school. I was working in the same ranch as my dad worked. And they said, well, we got this money. We got to get students. So they went around. If you had a pulse and you had a high school diploma and you were a child of a migrant family, you got in. And I got into Sac State through that process. And then when I thought, well, now I'm here, I got to really buckle down and really study. And I asked, well, what do I want to do? I want to go into science. And then I thought medicine would be a good field for me. And I didn't know what I was doing, but I had a lot of people at Sac State, a lot of professors that guided me to get ready, take the MCATs, apply, and the whole process.
Right.
I didn't know it was such a big deal to get into medical school.
Very big deal to get into medical school. And so I'm going to also ask Dr. Bissett, when did you decide, when you're going through medical school, you've got to pick out, what your specialty is going to be, like where you're going to go, especially after you do all your residencies. How did you go into this particular part of the body?
I went to a medical school at Loma Linda down in Loma Linda, California. And my medical school is usually divided between 2 years of basic science and then 2 years of clinical rotations. So I'd gotten through basic science and really didn't know what I was going to do and started through the clinical rotations. And they included initially internal medicine, which didn't appeal to me too much. OB and pediatrics didn't have any appeal whatsoever. And I got into the surgical rotations, and really that's when a light went on.
Mm. Okay, you were saying that you used to do heart. So that's a big change, is it not, to go from heart to lung, or is it kind of the same? You're dealing with different organs.
Well, the training process for heart and lung surgery focuses on a cardiothoracic surgical residency. So in my case, I did a general surgery residency back on the East Coast. I spent a couple of years at Yale's at transplant in a transplant research program and did my cardiothoracic training program at University of North Carolina in Chapel Hill. And I spent 3 years there doing the cardiothoracic program. And that was divided between a year of research, a year of thoracic surgery, and a year of cardiac surgery. So by the time you finish that, you're pretty much can do both heart or lung surgery.
Okay.
And or both. And so I did cardiac surgery for about 5 years, and then at this point in time, do primarily a lot of lung and vascular surgery.
So I just think it's fascinating because we're here with, medicine is a miracle and it also is science. So, and it has so much to do with not only your doctor, but your will, I think, as an individual to will yourself to get well and follow the rules and be a good patient. So, Dr. LaPercia, when did you decide that you wanted to go into the aspect of lung?
I actually was working as an internist at the Woodland Clinic, and initially I was going to go into cardiology. But then when I worked as an internist in private practice, I kind of realized that cardiology was very focused on one organ. And I also realized that I wasn't cut out for internal medicine because I just didn't have the patience to deal with a lot of the psychological aspects that comes with internal medicine. And I was afraid I was going to stop listening to my patients. And every time I see a patient with an oxygen tank come in, I say, oh, a real patient. So I've talked to the people at UC Davis, and they knew me well because that's where I trained for my internal medicine rotations, residency. And they said, yeah, we'll take you. So I went back to do a fellowship, and then that's when I came up here. So being here in Reading, so I'm, unfortunately for the community, I'm the only lung specialist in the whole. Well, there's a new one now, but for many years I was the only one. So I can do pretty much anything you want. We have embraced all these new technologies and procedures to benefit patients.
Okay, this is what we're talking about now. We have brilliant minds in the house, and I'm so happy that Sam Attani, our new CEO of Shasta Regional, have brought these doctors on today. And you can go on to Shasta Regional Medical Center and look at this new screening program. It's pretty self-explanatory, if you will. Patients between the ages of 50 and 77 years old, the criteria, it's a low dose. Or I don't even want to call it low dose. It's called low... What?
It's a low dose.
Okay. All right. So when I hear low dose, I don't even want to hear dose. Okay. So it's relatively, what's the word I was saying? Okay, we'll say low dose. Scan. And so go on to ShastaRegional.com. We appreciate you so much being with us this morning. Do you have any closing thoughts? We have about 30 seconds, Sam.
I just want to say that Shasta Regional Medical Center's vision really is to be the destination for health and compassionate care for our community. And the community's health is our priority, and we'll work tirelessly to improve that and to be a resource for everybody that uses our facilities and all the counties surrounding us. So looking forward for more topics to bring forward and looking to meet everybody in the community to improve the health of our community and the care.
Well said. Thank you, gentlemen. Have a beautiful day. We'll see you tomorrow.
KCNR, Shasta Ready.